Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus said, I am not an earthly king, and my kingdom is not of this world. Amen. In the Bible, tells everything about Jesus. If you want to know who Jesus is, what he thinks like, what he says, why did he say it, what was his mission, anything that you want to know about Jesus, there are four books in the New Testament that is directly the things that Jesus did. How he came, how he lived, how he died, how he was resurrected. All of them tell the same story. And in the Jewish tradition, in order for something to be the truth, they had to have three witnesses. And so there are four books that talk specifically about Jesus, and they documented being with him. The disciples documented what he said. How he explained things, how he spent time with them, and you can learn that yourself. And I know you are going to come out with a beautiful synopsis of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, we're reading the Bible in the year, and we're encouraging you to join with us. If you would like to be part of the Bible Book Club, please send me a text or a request. You can write in Bible Book Club, one word, and it should take you to my Bible book request area. Okay, and so we want you to read the Bible. We start in January, we end in December, and don't worry if you don't read everything, because reading the Bible is a lifelong mission. Amen. And today we're talking the point, John chapter 18. Jesus's trial before Caiaphas ended in the early morning hours. This is, they already arrested Jesus. The main priest of the Jewish temple wanted him killed. And he could not do it himself for some reason, according to their law, because the Romans were in control of the Jewish nation at that time. Jesus was taken to the palace of the Roman governor. And his accusers wouldn't go in themselves because they would be guilty, and they would not be able to perform their duties in the temple. So Pilate, the governor, went out to them and asked them, what is your charge against Jesus? What are you accusing him of doing? We wouldn't have arrested him if he weren't a criminal, priest retorted. Then take him away and judge him yourselves by your own laws, Pilate told them. But we want him crucified, they demanded, and your approval is required. This fulfilled Jesus' prediction concerning the method of his execution. Then Pilate went back into the palace and called for Jesus to be brought to him. Are you the king of the Jews? He asked him. king, as you use the word, or as the Jews use it, Jesus asked. Am I a Jew? Pilate retorted. Your own people and their chief priests brought you here. Why? What have you done? Then Jesus answered, I am not an earthly king. If I were, my followers would have fought when I was arrested by the Jewish leaders. But my kingdom is not of this world. Pilate replied, but you are a king then? Yes, Jesus said. I was born for that purpose, and I came to bring truth to the world. All who love the truth are my followers. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus knew he was king. Jesus knew his purpose, and he complied with every part of what the Father requested. Friends, Jesus still is the King of Kings and Lord over all that is in heaven, on the earth, and beneath the earth. What is Jesus saying? When he came, he was king. When he left, his kingdom was not ended. He is still king in the day that he came, when he was a little baby. And he is still king. Over what? Over everything that is in heaven, on the earth, that includes you and me. He's king over us, whether we like it or not. And beneath the earth, even the demons, he is over and have authority over all, everything in heaven, on the earth, and beneath the earth. If you're not subjecting yourself to the king, then you will have a tyrant. That's the saying I saw on Facebook the other day. If you're not submitting to the king, then you are a servant of a tyrant. I don't know where they got that, but I like it. Ephesians 1:20-22 says, Jesus, while he was wrought in Christ, when he was raised him from the dead and set him, when God set Jesus and raised him from the dead, then God set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality, all powers, all might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but which is also in the world to come. And he, God, has put everything under Jesus' feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Amen. That is a lot of power. He has all power. He has all might, all dominion. There's nothing in this world that he is not over, or even in the world to come. Amen? And you can bank on that, because his words never lie. Do you want to know this Jesus that I'm talking about? Because I didn't know him, and I heard about him. I knew as a little girl that he loved us. That's one thing I knew, that he loved us, because they kept saying it. But to know him personally, I had to make a decision to want to know him. And I'm asking you to do the same. You can never be disappointed by putting your trust in God. Man, say this prayer with me. Father God, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to take away my sins. Lord, I am a sinner, and I agree that I am a sinner. And Lord, I know you died for sinners. Lord, save me, Father God, from my own self. Save me from destruction, eternal damnation, Father God. Give me a new life. Give me a heart to serve you with all my heart, soul, and mind. And Father God, I will praise you and worship you for the rest of my life. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Friends, if you said that prayer, would you send me a text on Facebook or let me know somehow that you accepted Jesus as your Savior? The Bible says anyone who calls on the Lord will be saved. It doesn't matter how much sin you have in your life. God is able to buy you back with his blood and set you free. Amen and amen.